Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today I want to talk about the battle of the mind. The battle of the mind, because I say all the time, and I've said it for years, the enemy is not going to hurt us physically, but he will destroy us mentally. We must be careful. I want to start off with this scripture in Matthew 16:23. But Yeshua turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of Yahweh, but the things of man." One of the greatest battles every believer faces is not a battle against other people. It's not even primarily a battle against Satan. It's the battle against our thinking. The mind is absolutely amazing. I can't even begin to comprehend how complex the mind is. Of all the organs in the body, it is run and ruled by the mind. The mind controls our organs. The mind controls everything. Yes, there's a message that comes through our spine that goes to every muscle of the body, but guess where it starts? In the mind. In the mind. One of the greatest battles we're facing is the battle of our own thinking. Every day we choose two ways of thinking. We think the way man naturally thinks, or we become transformed and we think the way that our Creator thinks. And our spiritual maturity is determined by which mindset we continually choose. Many believers sincerely love our Creator, yet they still evaluate life through human reasoning instead of biblical truth. And this is one of the problems we have, because unless you're thinking like our Creator, you're never going to understand our Creator. If you're thinking like man, you can't even comprehend the things that He does. The miracles that are performed every day, we're in awe of this. We wouldn't be in awe of this. We would know it and accept it as this is the way it is, because this is of our Creator. Those that have more intelligence, more knowledge, more understanding of the world today and human things today and human thinking today have a hard time contemplating that the things of our Creator can be real, that they can be true, because it goes way beyond our knowledge. And those are the people that struggle to believe the words of our Creator, because they are thinking on a manly level, on a human level. The goal of discipleship is not merely knowing more verses in the scriptures. It should become seeing life the way our Creator sees it. And it all begins in the mind. Before a person acts and they think, before they speak, before it all, they think. Before they make the decisions, they have to think. The mind becomes the steering wheel of one's life. And if the input that's in the mind is not of our Creator, we are not going to be set apart from the way everyone else thinks. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, in Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so he is." We have the choice of what we want to believe and fill our mind with. Today you can go to the AI and it's filled with all this knowledge and this information based on everything of the world. It's today's encyclopedia. But it's only going to be filled with certain information. And if you choose to believe that information is true, and it is real-based information on the world, then that's where your mindset is going to be limited to. But if you understand things of our Creator go way beyond that little artificial intelligence, I would submit to you that our Creator's intelligence goes way beyond anything that some computer can can come up with or some encyclopedia can record in history. Way beyond that. And the direction of your thoughts becomes the direction of your life. If your thoughts remain worldly or fleshly, your priorities become worldly and fleshly. But if your thoughts become biblically based, based on the word of Scripture, your life begins to transform in a biblical way. So this is what we must understand. He wants us to be transformed and not of the thinking of this world. And we look at scriptures, examples in the scriptures. We take Peter for an example, who loved Yeshua but still thought like a man. He wasn't an unbeliever. And there are many people out there today that are like him. They believe in our Creator. They're not trying to oppose our Creator, just like Peter wasn't. Yet, Yeshua gave him one of the strongest rebukes recorded in Scripture. Why? Because Peter evaluated the situation from a human perspective. When Yeshua explained that he must suffer and die, Peter immediately objected. Human thinking says avoid suffering. Yahweh thinking says the cross comes before the crown. And Peter's intentions were loving. His thinking was not. Good intentions are not enough. Our thinking must agree with our Creator. This is why when I talk about who our Creator is, and when I talk about who Yeshua is, and they're one of the same, people can't comprehend. They say, how can God talk to God? How could God die? And all this human knowledge and understanding and wisdom, but they're limiting it to that. They're not understanding that our Creator can do all things, and it goes way beyond what we know and understand. And it just is a clear example when people don't understand that Yeshua is Yahweh, they're limiting their thinking to a worldly level. A level that's just, well, this is what human wisdom says. But we have to truly believe and have faith in our Creator that He can do all things. And it goes beyond our limiting of who Yeshua can be or what can be done or even who we could be and what we can do. And when people limit themselves, it all stems from their limited thinking of a human perspective. Matthew 16, 21 to 23 says, from that time on, Yeshua began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and those that were running the scriptures, the Torah scholars and the Kohanim, the leaders. And he must be killed. And on the third day, be raised up. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, never, Master, this shall never happen to you. But Yeshua turned and said, Peter, get behind me. Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Don't we understand that loving our Creator does not automatically mean that we think like Him? Many people assume, I have been saved for many years, and I attend this congregation, and I read my Bible, and I know doctrine. And those things are wonderful. But the real question is, has my way of thinking changed? That's what we need to understand. Before I accepted Yeshua in my life, now He's in my life. Well, I've changed. Have I really changed? Because it all stems from my thinking. Has my thinking about things changed? Can somebody attend services for decades and still think like the world? Absolutely. We can still value comfort over obedience and popularity over holiness and success over faithfulness and feelings over truth. Yahweh isn't merely changing our destination. He's changing the way of thinking. And this is what we must understand and comprehend. The mind is so powerful. This is where the enemy tries to attack the mind. This is why the enemy tries to limit the mind. The world teaches us from childhood that says, look at it for yourself. Put yourself first. Win at all costs. Protect your reputation and accumulate possessions and seek comfort and avoid sacrifice. These ideas become deeply rooted. Even after conversations, these patterns don't disappear overnight. That's why Scripture repeatedly tells believers to renew their minds. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of Yah." Notice this. Transformation comes through renewed thinking. Yahweh changes the heart, then he continually renews the mind. That's what repentance is, and our Creator calls for us to repent. Repentance isn't tears coming down my eyes. Repentance means I'm going to change my thinking about what I was doing, so I won't do it again. Because as a man think, as a man does. The kingdom of Yahweh often appears upside down to human reasoning. The world says, get revenge. Yahweh says, different. Romans 12, 19 says, never take your own revenge, loved ones, but leave room for Yahweh's wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says Yahweh. The world says, exalt yourself, Yeshua says in Matthew 23, 12, whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. The world says, store it up, everyone, everything you can, store it up. Yeshua says in Matthew 6, 19 to 21, do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy that and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasure in heaven, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It's different. It's a different way of thinking. Everything about Yahweh's kingdom requires learning and an entirely new way of thinking. The way we did before we knew him. This is what the Bible's trying to teach us. This is what we're trying to understand. We got to get to a point where we're not in awe and be like, wow, how did he do that? We without any doubt, we know he could do that. Without any doubt, he knows the miracles that can be performed. No doubt. Confidence and trust in him and his word. Not putting your confidence in man or in money or in houses, but no, in our Creator and what his promises were. Discipleship is learning Yahweh's perspective on things. We see Yeshua teaching the disciples, and the disciples spent 3 years with Yeshua. Yet many times they still misunderstood him because they still interpreted everything through human reasoning. And they would argue, who would be the greatest? Who deserved honor? Who should sit beside Messiah? Who was most important? Yet Yeshua consistently redirected them. The life of a believer is not merely information, folks. It's transformation. Learn to ask, what does Yahweh think about this? Instead of, what do I naturally think? So we need to ask ourselves questions daily. Instead of asking, what do I want? Ask, what brings glory to our wonderful Creator? Instead of asking, what benefits me? Ask, what advances Yahweh's kingdom? Instead of asking, how can I avoid discomfort? Ask, what is Yahweh teaching me through this? So we understand that when we change the way of thinking, the outcome is going to change automatically because we develop that belief system and that trust system and that faithfulness. Instead of asking what makes me successful, ask what makes me faithful. We need that faith. These questions will reshape our thinking. And then we put it to our lives, the practical application of these things. And every decision now becomes an opportunity. When someone hurts you, you will think like often the flesh, or will you think like Messiah and the way he tells you to think more like me? When you criticize and you offend yourself immediately, do you ask, what is the lesson here? When you receive unexpected blessings, will you become proud or grateful? It all starts in the mind. Our spiritual maturity is revealed, not during easy moments, but in ordinary daily decisions. In our mind, we must make the right choices, and it begins in the mind. The greatest miracle is not merely that Yahweh changes where we will spend eternity. The greater miracle is that he's transformed how we think today. Every day, we have that choice. Will I respond accordingly to my natural world, the mind of my natural mind that I was given and all the information that was given to me in the past? Do I put all my confidence in artificial intelligence or in my creator's intelligence? Our creator's desire is not simply that we know his commandments. He wants us to know his heart. When our thinking begins to agree with Yahweh's thinking, everything changes. Our words and priorities, our relationships, ministries change, and ultimately our lives begin to reflect character in Yahshua. And that's what we want to get. That's what we want to be, thinking more like our Creator. One of the greatest differences between spiritual immaturity and spiritual maturity is the immature believers are primarily interested in what Yahweh does. Mature believers desire to understand why Yahweh does what he does. Amazing. Amazing. Yahweh continually performs miracles, answers prayers, heals, provides, and delivers. We should praise him for all of these things, but scripture shows us there is something even deeper. In Psalms 103, verse 7, he says, he made his ways known to Moses, his deeds to Israel. Notice this distinction. Israel witnessed Yahweh's mighty acts. Moses came to know Yahweh's ways. One group experienced miracles. One man developed a relationship that allowed him to understand Yahweh's character. There is a tremendous difference in the two. Between seeing Yahweh's power and knowing Yahweh's heart. Israel saw the Red Sea divided, manna falling out of heaven, water flowing from the rock, pillars of clouds and fire, and daily miracles. Yet despite all of those miracles, they repeatedly complained. Why? Because miracles alone do not transform the mind. A changed mind comes through walking with Yahweh. Many believers today are consistently looking for the next miracle. They say in prayer, Lord, answer me, answer the prayer. Heal the sickness. Provide this need. Yes, those prayers are okay. Make your request known to him. But perhaps we should also be praying, Father, teach me your ways. Because if we understood his ways, we will trust him even more before we see his works. Hallelujah. When Moses met with Yahweh, he did not simply ask for another miracle. Listen to his request. Exodus 33:13. Now then, if I have found favor in your eyes, please shape me in your ways so that I may know you. In order to find favor in your sight, consider also that this nation is your people. Notice what Moses desired. He didn't ask, show me another miracle. He asked, show me your ways. Why? Because if you knew Yahweh's ways, you begin to understand his heart. And when you understand his heart, you learn to trust him even when you cannot understand his actions. But it's our desire often and our fleshly pull to often want answers immediately. Instead of transformation, we want answers. When something difficult happens, our first question is why? Why did I lose my job? Why am I sick? Why didn't Yahweh answer my prayers? Why is this happening? Those are natural questions, but perhaps there is a better question instead of why this happened. Ask, what are you teaching me through this? That question changes everything. Instead of demanding explanations, instead of demanding you need to get answers immediately, begin seeking transformation. And sometimes Yahweh will answer our why. But many times he's simply asking us to trust him. You know, one of the profound things that has happened to me is my neighbor knows how to build houses. And I don't know how to build houses. I grew up in an apartment. And when something was going on or something was wrong, I just called somebody to fix stuff. So I didn't know. And then when I moved into my house, I asked my neighbor who knew for help to fix something. How do I change something? How do I do something? And he said, Paul, I'm not going to do it for you, but I will show you how to do it. Do you understand the way our thinking needs to be going with our Creator? Don't just give me an answer to why, but give me the reason to why. And that'll help us understand the answer. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. Yahweh is reminding us that his perspective is greater than ours. If we always understood everything he was doing, we would never have to walk in faith. We look at all the examples of Scripture, and we look at Yeshua who trusted in the Father's ways. No one demonstrated this better than him. Yeshua understood that the Father's plan included suffering before glory. Even in the garden, he submitted himself completely. In Luke 22, verse 42, saying, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done. Notice what Yeshua did. He expressed his desire honestly, yet he surrendered completely. That is what it means to trust in Yahweh's ways. Faith is not pretending difficult things don't hurt. Faith is choosing obedience even when they do. You understand, Yahweh's ways often seem backwards to human thinking. It goes against our way of thinking. This is why people often, they give themselves or put themselves at a choice. Do I want to trust him's ways or my ways? That's the ultimate decision we have to make. Throughout Scripture, Yahweh repeatedly chose methods that made little sense to human reasoning. He chose Abraham, an elderly man, to become the father of many nations. Joseph's imprisonment before his promotion. David the shepherd instead of his older brothers. Gideon's small army instead of military strength. The cross before the resurrection. Human wisdom would never have written these stories. Yahweh delights in displaying his wisdom through what appears weak to the world. And this is the great example we have with Yeshua himself. Many of the Jewish people rejected him and still reject him this day because they expected a big, strong king to come in and free them. But Yahweh works in different ways. Remember, Yahweh delights displaying his wisdom through what appears weak to the world often. In 1 Corinthians 1:27 to 29, it says, But Yahweh chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And Yahweh chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Yahweh chose insignificant things of the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing. Things that are, so that no human might boast before Yahweh. If we only evaluate life through human logic, we will often misunderstand what Yahweh is trying to teach us. The goal is spiritual maturity, and that means trusting before understanding. That's what it means. A mature believer doesn't have to understand everything before obeying. You know, little children often ask why, and parents sometimes answer, and so sometimes they say, just trust me. A wise child learns confidence in the character of the parent. Likewise, our Heavenly Father calls us to trust and his character, even when we cannot see his complete plan. He wants us to trust him. One of the most popular scriptures, one of my favorite scriptures, is Proverbs Wisdom 3, 5, and 6. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Notice what Solomon says. Don't lean on your own understanding. Our understanding is limited, folks. Yahweh's wisdom is perfect. That's what we got to get. Do we want Yahweh's gifts more than we want Yahweh himself? This is a question every believer must ask himself. What do we desire more? Would I still pursue Yahweh if he never gave me another material blessing? Would I still worship him if my circumstances never improved? Would I still obey him if no one noticed? Job answered those questions. He lost nearly everything, yet he continued to trust in Yahweh. In Job 1:21, then he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return there. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh." You see, Job did not understand everything, but he trusted in the one who did. That is spiritual maturity. Let's look at some practical applications. Start thinking whenever something unexpected happens. Stop before reacting and ask yourself, what does Yahweh want to teach me here? Am I reacting according to my feelings or according to Scripture? Am I seeking Yahweh's hand or Yahweh's heart? And ask, does this situation give me an opportunity to become more like Messiah? Those questions begin training our minds to think differently. They help us move from merely wanting Yahweh to solve our problems to allowing Him to shape our character. Israel rejoiced whenever they saw another miracle. Moses desired something greater. He wanted to know Yahweh behind the miracles. That should be our desire as well. Yahweh has invited us into a relationship that goes beyond answered prayers. He wants us to know His character, His priorities, His wisdom, and His heart. When we begin understanding Yahweh's ways, we stop measuring His faithfulness only by circumstances. Instead, we learn to trust Him of whom He is. That is the beginning of thinking like Yahweh, the way He thinks, and being transformed. Brothers and sisters, I pray that your minds will be different. You would understand and acknowledge that our Creator created us, and when He created our minds, the capability to think, the capability to understand, He did not want us to not look at Him for the answers. We need to focus less on the worldly things and less that we see and start to trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. It's because of one or two listeners who have donated their time and money to help me with these audios. I'm able to have this program on this radio station. Can you help take the burden off these few people and consider donating or dedicating some funds to us for this broadcast to remain on WCNO? Please contact us via our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, if you'd like to help in any way, financially or any other way possible. Have a blessed day, brothers and sisters, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503 Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry. Jesus
loves me, this I know. Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.